welcome. You are here with Dr. Nilda Perez with Business Foresight, creating strategies towards your extraordinary future. Hello and welcome to another episode of Dr. Nilda Show, the Business Foresight. And today I have with me a very amazing young lady, a 14-year-old, Ashayla Michelle, is the founder of Cook Me Up a Notch, her very own business. She is a pastry chef, she is an author, and she's a youth advocate. She is the creator of Kit Chef Dreams Pastry Subscription Box. She has created Bakeology, and Bakeology is founded on STEAM, the five areas of science, technology, and engineering, art, and math. Yes. Right, okay. So I'm very excited to have her, but more than that, in addition to, we also have her brother, Amari. Amari is her sous chef. He is an 8-year-old who is also working with his sister, and he is creating like the other side of the business. He loves to cook, although he also bakes, but he also loves to cook, and he is an aspiring chef. So we have with us two very amazing kids. I met these children a few weeks back at the STEM conference, STEMCon. And I was very, in the beginning I thought, because the mom was with them, and I thought this was the mom's business that they were helping her. And shortly thereafter, when I was a few minutes into the conversation, I realized that it was their very own business. And although, of course, the mom oversees it, they're running their business. So thank you for being here, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mari.
Thank you for having me, too.
So tell me, you're 14 years old, and you didn't start this today. So when did you start this, and when did you see that you really had something of an entrepreneurial heart?
Well, I grew around a lot of people who inspired me. So my grandma, she taught me how to bake, and my mom had an organization, so I helped with that. So it just clicked, and I put my love for baking and my helping with mom's business, and I put that together, and I created my own.
Wow. So you created your own. So, I mean, how old were you when you decided to create your own business?
I was 12 when I started my business, but my love for baking was from when I was 9 years old.
Okay. So as a child, you're probably younger than that. You were already loving baking.
Yes.
And then by 9 years old, you knew that this was something that you wanted to do.
Yes.
Okay, so, but this has been, again, at 12 years old, you knew you wanted your own business? You knew you would be starting your own business?
I didn't know that I would be starting my own business. It kind of happened. I was teaching myself how to bake other recipes. My grandma taught me how to make homemade biscuits, and that was like, wow, I actually like to get in the kitchen and bake. So I just started on YouTube, and I looked up other recipes, and I started selling them to the people at school. And my mom just said, it looks like you have a business, what you want to call it, and it just kind of happened.
Okay, so I was in school. Yes. I was 12 years old, and I never thought of selling anything to anybody, truth be told. So I bought stuff, and I knew what I wanted. I had a whole list of things that I wanted my mom to get me, because at 12 years old, of course, I didn't have my own business. So here's what's fascinating to me. How did you think you could sell your cupcakes? Like, what made you think that selling them was the right thing to do? I mean, I think it's excellent, but at 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, even 12, what made you think you can sell these?
I think my friends kind of played a part in that one, because they tasted my desserts and they was like, this is so good, you should sell them. In my mind, I wasn't really thinking about selling my desserts. And so they just said, you should sell these. These are really good. I think people will buy them because school lunch was not really that good. So I think they really need something to eat.
Okay. So they were willing to buy them.
Yes.
From you. So at that point, you priced them and you started selling it to them?
Yes, so everything started off $1. And then when I had my business Cook Me Up a Notch, we had to actually learn how to price our stuff, what they were worth, and stuff like that.
Okay. So Mari, I have a question for you. You're your sister's sous chef, and I hear you're really good. And I hear that you can also cook.
Yes.
What what fascinated me, you're eight. Like your sister started when she was, what?
12.
12. You're eight. What made you want to be a part of this? Like, most eight-year-old kids just want to go, like, I don't know, ride their bikes or skateboarding. You're actually involved in your sister's business. What made you want to do this?
Well, me and Shay have something in common. It actually started in school where we had this project, and she was like, my teacher was like, "What do you want to be when we grow up?" And we had like to write down and like write a picture of what we want to be when we grow up. And I said Coolidge Academy, where I like cars and all sorts of things like that.
Okay. So, and you enjoyed that, but what else do you enjoy? Do you enjoy the cooking? What about cooking is fascinating to you?
Well, when I saw Shayla baking, I was like, why can I not do that? And I was like, can I be a part of your business too? And she was like, yes.
Really? Okay. Now, you do more than just the baking. What else do you do?
We had this event at Williams in Sonoma, and I was like...
Williams in Sonoma? Oh my goodness, tell me about it.
and I was like cooking some chicken and waffles.
What?
Yes.
I love chicken and waffles. Them. Okay, so and you did it well, and people liked it. People enjoyed what you were cooking.
Yes.
So you were like, yeah, I think I'm onto something here, huh?
Some people even said I should be on MasterChef Junior.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. So you guys have a business, but then you've done so much more. One of the things that has fascinated me. Well, there's so many things I have to tell you. When I met you, Ashayla. We were exhibiting, and I had, you know, we were setting up my table and I was speaking, and then I saw your table, but then I realized that you were also speaking at the event.
Yes.
And I was like 14, 16, maybe not, but anyway, but I realized, I was like, are you kidding me? And I was so fascinated by that because I, you know, again, I was a kid, you know, we have kids in our family, and there's no, I couldn't understand. I was just so amazed by
you. Thank you.
But you also wrote a book.
Yes.
I go and I approach you, and you also wrote a book. And your book is
The City of Dreams,
Atlanta.
Yes.
Tell me about your dream. What is this about?
So The City of Dreams, Atlanta is my book that me and my mom wrote together. So it's about a girl named Dream that is based off me, and she travels around Atlanta experiencing the food and culture. So we started off with the first book in Atlanta because that's where I'm from, but we're going to make more books around other countries so we can tell about their food and their culture as well.
Okay, fantastic. So eventually, do you want to learn how to make pastries from other countries also?
Yes, I'm learning just how I started my business, YouTube. I'm also looking at different people on YouTube to learn different ways of baking.
Okay, so you started with Atlanta, and the goal is to go state to state and country to country.
Yes.
And to continue to write the stories based on this little girl whose name is Dream.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay. So you're an author. I want to know about your business. Okay, so Ashayla, you have created a box.
Yes.
And I'm very impressed with the box because the box, you've put your curriculum, so you don't just bake cakes and sell the cakes made, but you've stepped it up a notch. And you're also giving them a notch. I love that. Stepped it up a notch, right? To pick me up a notch. So you stepped it up a notch, and you also have a box that you put together. Tell me about the box. What's in the box? Who do you try to reach with this box, and what is the intention of it?
So with this box, we integrate Bakeology, which is a way to use STEAM to enhance the future careers in science, technology, engineer, arts, and mathematics. So what we have inside the box are pre-packaged ingredients, and they're pre-labeled, so they have like blue and pink. So if your little one doesn't know how to read yet, then they will know that all the blue ingredients go together and all the pink ingredients go together.
Okay, I'm blown away. So you're actually not just baking cakes, you're actually educating kids in the areas of STEAM, which are so incredible now, because right now that's what they're using. Yes. That STEAM is really all the rage because that is technology and that's the future.
Yes.
So you're actually doing that through baking.
Yes.
Okay. And Bakeology is the system that you're using when baking. So you're teaching children of all ages.
All ages.
Okay. And of all nations, because it's really global, because if they can't read English, they have the color coordination.
Yes.
So they'll see all the blues together, all the pinks together, and they'll know how to put it together, even if they can't read English. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. And so, in the box, so every month they get, because you said it's subscription. Tell me about the subscription.
So each month you get a different recipe. So September's box was red velvet, October's box is rainbow layered dream cake, and it just goes on and on. So that's pretty much the subscription part.
Okay, but when the subscription part, I noticed that you're also giving them tools.
Yes, so September's tool was either a whisk or a spatula.
Okay.
And then next month's box, which is October, will be the measuring cups.
Okay, so then you're not just teaching them, you're also giving them tools. So every month they'll have tools.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. Is this something that they can use like in a science project?
Of course, because of STEAM, you also have in the bottom of the recipe cards, they ask questions. They ask, how did you use STEAM? And on the actual recipe it says, art. You need to decorate your cupcakes. So at the bottom it says, how did you use art when you was decorating your cupcakes? So it's just so many different ways that you can use this box.
Amari, what do you think of this?
I think it's awesome.
I think it's awesome. So she does the baking and she has the box with the baking.
Yes.
What are you creating your box with? That's the one I want, with the waffles and chicken. That's coming up soon?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, because you really, that's something that you can absolutely teach. And you're giving them tools. You're giving, you're really teaching them very, like, concrete information that's really critical. Because I think the biggest problem with STEAM, and that's one of the things that I brought up when I was at the STEAM conference when they were speaking, I said, making it applicable, I think it's so much easier. For me, learning math was easier when I was able to apply it to what my, things that I was interested in. And so for kids that are interested in cooking and who are interested in baking, you're bringing that component into them. So even if it's a phase, even if it's a short time that they want to bake, you're giving them the opportunity to do that through this system, through the box, through teaching them. Actually, there's so much to you. My goodness, you're a baker, you're a teacher, you're an entrepreneur, you're 14 years old. I've conquered the world already. What are you going to do when you're 30? Who knows? I mean, I love you also. You guys have your little name tags and you have shirts and embroidered and so now the holidays are coming up. Tell me about how can people reach you? How can they reach you for pretty much anything? If you can sell them the cupcakes made or cakes made or, I see. Tell me about this. I know this is organic. You have organic cookies.
We have organic chocolate chip cookies. These are my famous cinnamon oatmeal raisin cookies, and they're one of my best sellers, and they're amazing. So, with the question you asked about how people can reach me on all social medias, I am Cook Me Up a Notch. My website is cookmeupanotch.com. You can order my book, sorry. You can get a kit. You can subscribe to a kit. And I forgot to mention that with the box and my book, you also have an education component with it. So, in the back of my books, we have comprehension questions. And we also have STEAM questions in the book as well. So, if you partner, my book and my kit kind of go hand to hand. But everything kind of goes together.
I have to tell you, She's unbelievable. This is an unbelievable book. You have really kind of conquered the world. You've conquered the world at such a young
yes.
age. I'm looking at this and I'm fascinated. Tell me about school. Where do you go to school? Not necessarily where, but you know, what are you learning in school and what is your goal for your future?
Well, the school I go to is middle school, and we are trying to start getting STEAM classes in our school. So I was really was going to volunteer and teach my curriculum, or actually go into the schools. And I'm trying to go into the schools with my curriculum, Bakeology, and teach STEAM in the schools.
Fantastic. So Amani, I have a question for you. Where do you see yourself in the future? I know you have a lot of plans and there's a lot of things that I'm hearing about you. So,
I want to be a chef when I grow up, and I also want to have a clothing line called Coolidge Academy.
I love it. So you're also writing a book, I hear. I don't know, rumors have it. Tell me about the book.
Well, about my business, I want to teach other kids what is a car, how is a car made, what makes a car drive.
Okay. And are you going to be using also the STEAM component?
Yes.
Oh, these kids, I swear. I want to be you guys. I want to go back, be this age and be able to have those kind of dreams and make them come true. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So both of you are really a powerhouse.
Yes.
Are really a powerhouse. So when are you going to retire your parents? Tell me.
When I want to retire my parents soon.
So
I plan on making it big before I finish college.
Okay.
And with the cars that he was talking about, it's a lot of engineering and math all built up in cars. So we really have a lot of STEAM going on. It's just amazing.
I think it's fascinating.
Yes.
Fascinating. Amazing is just, you guys blow my mind.
Thank you.
This is amazing. So we want, again, if people want to buy the cakes from you, if they want, and is this age, you know, is this a certain age limit?
No, it's for all ages. I mean, I feel if you like to eat, then you have to. I mean, if you like to eat, you love these boxes.
Okay.
Because I like to eat.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I love my boxes.
You love your boxes. And every,
yes.
And you, because you're giving them so much
yes.
in these boxes. You're teaching them stuff. They're able to bake. They're able
yeah,
to.
As I said, like with all ages, it's color-coded and it's pre-measured. So all you have to do is dump them in. All you have to do is follow the colors. And with my book, it has a lot of history in it. So if you don't really like history, you love history, but you really don't like to like learn it, it's a really fun way to learn history. In my books, we got Joseph B. Lyer, we got Barack Obama, we have fun Oprah Winfrey, we have a whole bunch of other people, black and a bunch of people, African American people in this book.
Okay. So you're bringing history, you're bringing in STEAM,
yes.
you're teaching, you're cooking, you're an entrepreneur, you're selling them a box, you're selling organic, you know, foods or organic bake,
yes.
you know, baking. You're bringing in the STEAM through math, engineering, and science with the cars. You guys make me look bad. Because it took me so long to get here. And I'm telling you, I'm fascinated. I am truly, truly fascinated. So I want to thank you because I know you guys are busy.
Thank you.
And I know that you're in school. And I know, Amari, you have a lot going on. But you guys took the time to come here.
We are very glad we came.
I'm blessed.
It was really fun.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for coming. So I'll be seeing you soon. I'm going to have you back when you have that book. Okay? All right. You ready? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. When do you think you'll be done with the book?
About
maybe around next year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. And again, I know that it's going to take time because you're bringing in all of those other components with the science. So it's not just a book about cars, but you're actually bringing in an educational piece to it. Amazing. I love it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. All right, guys, this is the end of this episode. I look forward to seeing you again next week with another episode with another amazing person. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank you for being with us on Business Foresight, always creating strategies towards an extraordinary future. Remember, I'm here with you with strategies every Saturday. I'll see you next week.